بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Beloved brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So last week, sunnahs we were talking about, and I taught you a dua, and I told you this dua is very, very powerful. Like a sahabi says that I take responsibility, it's a big responsibility. And I've experienced this dua a lot too. Ayat 67 of Surah Zumur, the 24th juz. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما قدر الله حق قدره والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة والسماوات مطويات بيمينه سبحانه وتعالى مشركون. And the other dua of the Quran, سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين. And explain how Allah has made us, Allah has given us the tasخير and control over these plane, this car, this train, this horse, this elephant, massive elephant. Allah has given us people riding on elephants too. So سبحان الذي سخر لنا. Explain that. So read the sunnah duas, and then when we get to the masjid, we should enter with the right foot. Yeah, before we left the home, when we were wearing our shoes or our coat, etc., right sleeve first. Huh? Everywhere, right first, remember? When you enter the masjid with your right foot, reading salawat on Rasulullah. This is a time when salawat is read and many people don't know. Actually, it's a dua, Bismillahi wa salamu ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillah, in the name of Allah, salam upon Rasulullah, and Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. Allah مفتح لي, oh Allah open the doors of your rahmah. And there's also other dua, أعوذ بالله العظيم وبحمده السلطان القديم الشيطان الرجيم. Even that's there. It's written on the board there too. Even that dua is there. But at least read salawat on Rasulullah sallam and Allah مفتح لي. And enter with your right foot. This is the sunnah. And the car duas that we read and the duas that we left home, I taught you that dua too. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله بسم الله التقلان لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أذل أو أذل أو أزل أو أزل. So I told you, remember, if you can't learn the Arabic, at least try to remember the meaning in your language, the language, your mother tongue that you speak, and that your dua of the heart. Allah, protect me, I'll seek your refuge, Allah, your refuge, Allah. اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أذل أو أذل أو أزل أو أزل. يعني Allah, I slip or I'm slipped at. So inshallah, you'll never slip in this ice and you'll never break your back. And the Prophet taught this at that time when there was no snow in Medina Munawwara or Makkah Mukarrama. Huh? But they used to get rainy and muddy and a person could slip. But over here, we experience this in winter, all through winter. So these duas. So now when we come into the masjid, reading dua Allah, افتح لي أبواب رحمتك. If you haven't read your sunnah at home, then read it in the masjid, obviously, the Fajr Turakat Sunnah. And what are we supposed to read in the Fajr Turakat Sunnah? I taught you that. And the Sahabi says, over a month, I saw Rasulullah reading and heard him saying, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ in the first rakat, and قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ in the second rakat. And when I say first rakat and second rakat, I don't need to say after Surah Fatiha. Everybody knows that we read Surah Fatiha and then the Surah after. And if you don't understand, then you should ask me, you said to read this. So do you not mean Surah? No, Surah Fatiha is always read, right? Surah Fatiha, then another Surah. So he used to read قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ. It's a sunnah, strong sunnah. Huh? So read. And sometimes for Hafiz, قُلُوا أَمِنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ مُسْلِمُونَ. In the first rakah after Surah Fatiha, and in the second rakah, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا. Or sometimes in the second rakah, with قُلُوا أَمَنَّا in the first rakah, sometimes he read, فَلَمَّا حَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمْ الْكُفْرَ قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِ إِلَى اللَّهِ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. Muslimun, 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 and all these Muslims. So here, Rasulullah sometimes used to read that in Fajr Sunnah, from authentic hadith we get. But the Hafiz, they know the Sunnah. We want to. Then when you come into the masjid, remember between Azan and Iqamah, dua is accepted. Repeat the Mu'adhin as he gives Adhan. So when he's giving Adhan, you're repeating him exactly what he's saying. In Hayyal As-Salah, Hayyal Falah, we're commanded to read La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. And repeating the same manner, so when he said La Ilaha Illallah at the end, don't say La Ilaha Illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The Mu'adhin doesn't say that. He says, La ilaha illallah. But say, La ilaha illallah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, salli ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Ibrahim wa ala ali Muhammad. Or, La ilaha illallah, wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem, La ilaha illallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La ilaha illallah, Allahumma salli. And it's why you're acting upon the hadith of Imam Muslim that reads salawat on me and then ask for wasila and read this dua, Allahumma rabba hazihi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima ati Muhammadin al-wasila wa fadila wa ba'athu maqam Muhammadin alladhi wa'adda. In some narrations, innaka la tukhlifu al-mi'ad too. Right? This and Rasulullah's shafa'at will be wajib for you. Never miss this. We need Rasulullah's shafa'at, inshallah. So read salawat after you hear the adhan. And whilst the mu'azzin give adhan, you can say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah wa anna Muhammadan abduhu rasulu raditu billahi rabba wa bi Muhammadin rasulah wa bil islami deena. I taught you this dua when you wake up. And I told you this is the three questions Munkar and Nakir are going to ask. Man rabbuka? ما دينك ما ربك ما دينك ما تقول في هذا الرجل what's your who's your lord say quickly who's your lord and you will say رضيت بالله ربا and then what's your religion you say رضيت وبالإسلام دينا and then what do you say about this person وبمحمد الرسول but this order is a little bit different أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمد عبد الرسول رضيت بالله ربا وَبِي مُحَمَّدِ الرَّسُولَ So وَبِي مُحَمَّدِ الرَّسُولَ is first in this, then وَبِي الْإِسْلَامِ الدِّينَ But it's the same if you... So this is the dua. And there's another dua. اللَّهُمْ افْتَحْ كَفَالَ قُلُوبَنَا بِذِكْرِكَ وَأَتْمِمْ عَلَيْنَا بِنِعْمَتِكَ وَأَسْبِغْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلِكَ وَاجْعَلْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ Very comprehensive dua too, that you can read. But at least read Durood Sharif, Salawat after Adhan. Repeat the Adhan like the way the Muazzin says it. Repeat him. And Hayya al-Salah, read Hayya al-Falah. La hawla wa la quwwata in the both Hayya al-Latin. Yani Hayya al-Salah, Hayya al-Falah. Read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then read Salawat on Rasulullah s.a.w. And then the dua, Allahumma rabba hazi da'wati tamma. At least learn that dua. And if you know this dua too, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa anna Muhammadan abduhu rasuluhu. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah. Not wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah. It's not like the dua after وضوء أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا رسول الله وأشهد أن محمدا You should. What I do is I always have the exact narration in my head that Rasulullah said it like this. That's the exact way I try to say it. So it's not even mix it up. So I have usually istidlal of all the narrations in my head when I read the dua. So dua after wudu is أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ رَسُولُهُ Eight doors of Jannah are open for you. If you read that after wudu. Beautiful dua. Everybody knows it. And this is أَشْهَدُ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ Same, but not وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ The Azan dua is not got وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ in the narration. Maybe another narration may have, but I haven't come through this. The Imam Tirmidhi's narration is أَشْهَدُ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا is not there. أَشْهَدُ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ رَسُولُهُ رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّهُ وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ رَسُولَهُ وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ اللهم افتح قفال قلوبنا بذكرك and then you can do between as after you read your sunnah you can do dua. Dua between azan and iqamah is always accepted. After farz salah dua is accepted. Between azan and iqamah dua is accepted. And usually when we do dua what do? We lift our hands. So it's alright, lift your hands and make dua. Or you can do muraqabah duaiyah. You can do meditate dua without lifting your hands and just like our Shaykh al-Daf was always doing muraqabah, meditation. So a person could do muraqabah duaya, yani a meditation of dua. So, because Allah understands the heart too. إِنَّهُ لِمِ ذَاتِ sudur, and dua is from the heart. So if you're lifting your hands and you're making dua, but your head is somewhere, no way, Allah's not going to accept the dua. But say you say something from your heart, and you don't even speak from your tongue. That dua. So make dua in between us. So you can lift your hand if you want, if you don't want. And obviously, mashallah, Ali and others who are doing hivs, most important thing for a talib ilm is his sabak, his study. There's nothing more important than knowledge. After farais, for a student, the most important thing is his knowledge. So if you go in hafiz class and you're in the ulum and you try to read extra nafil or you try to do nafil fast, the teacher will say no. More than nafil fast or nafil salat or more than anything else is your knowledge. What you have to do, you do. Faraz and sunnat mu'akkidah, you do. Besides that, obviously you're studying. And you will get all what the people are asking for because you will have that hadith in the mind. That person who's busy with my recitation of the Qur'an, then I give him better than what all the people are asking for. And there's also a hadith that a person who's busy in my dhikr, then I will give him better than all those people who are asking for whatever. So either you're busy in zikr or you're busy. So, but obviously it's the time of dua, so you also want to make dua. I'll teach you a very special dua. This dua I found in Imam Nabhani, Yusuf Nabhani's book 6-7 years ago, 8 years ago when I read it. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas says, I went to my auntie's house. Hazrat Maimuna, one of the wives of Rasulullah was Hazrat Abbas, Ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Abbas's auntie. So he said, I spent the night there. And then after Rasulullah read the Fajr Sunnah, he read this dua. It's a very long dua. You see me read every day. Every day you see it over here, this long dua. So this is the dua. I told Hafiz Sayyid Munsif, my beloved friend, about 4 or 5 years ago to translate it in English. So we have the translation. If anybody want copy, nowadays we have phone. So you just chick, and then everybody has a phone. So you just open up your phone and you read it from your phone, this dua. Read it once, looking in, it's quite long. But it is so comprehensive. And the surprising thing, one bayan of my sheikh in England, he never does this, but this dua, he reads the whole dua and he tells everybody to repeat and say Ameen. And then straight away, all the way in England, I text my sheikh that this dua, alhamdulillah, since I read the narration, every time, I made photocopies of it. This is from the original book. This is it. I made photocopy and I read it every day. It's a long dua, but subhanallah, very comprehensive dua. You can make it, and this time dua is accepted. The dua is this. Allahumma inni as'aluka rahmatan min indika tahdi biha qalbi wa tajma'u biha أمري وتجمع فيها أمري. So اللهم إني أسألك رحمة من عندك تحت بها قلبي. Oh Allah, I beg for you a special mercy. With it guide my heart, gather and bring together my matter which has been scattered. Rectify my inner self, increase me in outer good, purify my actions. Inspire guidance in me, return to me that which I found comfort in, and protect me from every evil. Evil of the shaitan, evil of the nafs, evil of shaitan, insul jinn, every evil. So Allahumma yasaluka rahmatan min 'indika tahdi biha qalbi wa tajma'u fiha amali wa tulammu biha sha'thi wa tasbih biha ghaibi wa tarfa biha shahidi wa tazakka biha amali wa tulhimuna bihi rushdi wa tarad biha ulfati wa ta'sibu biha min kulli su'. Allahumma atini iman wa yaqinan laysa ba'dahu kufr. Allahu akbar. Allahumma in a'tini imana wa yaqinan laysa ba'dahu kufr. Just yesterday I was talking to a friend who is bringing me for Isha Salah Kashif, and he's telling me, Shaykh, it's very sad. Murtad, youngsters are becoming murtad. Name is Muslim, this is not, yeah, my father was Muslim. This is the time that people's iman, like this. Look what this dua Rasulullah taught us. Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan. Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan wa yaqeenan laysa ba'dahu kufra. O Allah, Allah, grant me faith and certainty after which there may be no disbelief. And grant me mercy by which I may receive your exalted generosity in this world and the hereafter. Best dua. This is the world, khair, and hereafter. O Allah, I ask for success in what has been decreed for me, and elevated station of the martyrs, and the provision of the fortune, and help against all enemies. O Allah, I defer the fulfillment of my needs to you. Indeed, my understanding is severely limited. Whilst my actions are feeble, I am in complete need of your mercy. I ask you, O decider of the matters, O healer of all hearts, just as you separate between the seas, distance me from punishment of the hellfire, from wailing for my destruction therein, and from the trials in the grave. So Allah, atini imanu wa yaqin laysa ba'du kufru wa rahmatan analu biha sharfa karamata fi dunya wal akhirah. Allah, صدق الفوز بالغضاء ونزل الشهداء وعيش السعداء والنصر على الأعداء. اللهم أنزل بك حاجتي وإن قصر رأيي ودعف عملي وافتقرت إلى رحمتك. إلى رحمتك أسألك يا قاضي الأمور يا شافي الصدور كما تجير بين البحور أن تجير من عذاب السعير ومن دعوة الثبور ومن فتن القبور. Now the time is running out, but the dua is long here. So Allahumma qasaru anhu ra'yi wa lam tablughu niyyati wa lam tablughu mas'alati min khairin wa'adtu ahada min khalqi aw khairin anta mu'ti ahada min ibadik fa inni arghabu ilayka fihi was'aluka bi rahmatika ya rabb al-alamin. برحمتك رب العالمين أسألك ذا الحبل الشديد والأمر الرشيد أسألك الأمن يوم الوعيد والجنة يوم الخلود مع المقربين الشهود الركوع السجود الموافين بالعهود إنك رحيم ودود وإنك تفعل ما تريد. Oh Allah, my severely limited perspective and effort have prevented me from adequately asking of the goodness that you have promised to anyone of your creation and of the goodness that you bestow upon anyone of your servants. As such, I desperately desire it from you, and I beg you for it by your mercy, O Lord of the worlds, O Allah, master of the firm religion and the correct guidance. I ask you for your security on the day of threat and for paradise on the day of immorality, accompanied by the witness in close proximity to you.
those who used to bow, prostrate, and fulfill the covenants. Indeed, you are merciful, loving, and you do whatever you will. Allahumma jalna hadin, muhtadin, ghayra dhalin, wala mudhillin, silman li awliyaik, wa harban li adaik, nuhibbu bi hubbik man ahabbak, wa nu'adi bi adawatik man khalafak. Allahumma hadha ad-du'a wa alayka al-ijaba wa hadha al-juhd wa alayka at-tukhlan. Allahumma ij'al li nuran fi qalbi wa nuran fi qalbi wa nuran fi min bayni yadayhi wa nuran min khalfihi wa nuran min 'an yamini wa nuran 'an shimali wa nuran min fawqihi wa nuran min tahtihi wa nuran fi sam'i. And this nur, the Sufism used to make this dua at the Hajj time too. Nur, Allahumma ij'alni nura, make me nur. Qad ja'akum min Allahi nur wa kitabun mubin. He made dua to become nur. Allah made nur. So much nur. So here, inshallah, what it is, this is the dua and this is the translation. Everybody could either also take a copy. Inshallah, I'll make some more copies of this. Hafiz Munsif, Sayyid Munsif, my friend, he translated this in that beautiful English. So this is the dua it says here. أَخْرَجَهُ تِرْمِيذِي عَنْ إِبْنِ عَبَّاسٍ and قَالَ بَعَثَنِي الْعَبَّاسِ إِلَى رَسُولَهُ وَهُوَ فِي بَيْتِ خَالَتِي مَيْمُونَةٍ Then my father Abbas, as Abdullah ibn Abbas says, Ba'athani Abbas, and Abbas was his father, Rasulullah's uncle, send me to my Kala's house. My Kala was Rasulullah's wife, our mother, who? Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala. She got married in Saraf, she passed away in, her Ruksati was in Sarif, and she passed away in Sarif. The same place, three same places. The Rasulullah was married to her in Sarif, Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala. She saw a dream that the moon is coming in her lap, and Rasulullah she married. She was from a Jewish background. Faqama fasal, this is our mother. So he said that was her khala, Rasulullah sallallahu Hazrat Abbas's, Hazrat Ibn Abbas's khala, auntie she was. Faqama fasalla rakatain qabla al-fajr qal. So he stood, he read the two rakats before fajr. So you can even read it after tahajjud because the meaning could be both. But qabla al-fajr, it could be after fajr time begins and the two sunnat of fajr, and then he read this dua. So this is between the farz of fajr and the sunnah. After, so everybody can make a copy of this. Read it once. It's very comprehensive. Very comprehensive. If you don't know, you can even just read it. If the Arabic is even hard, at least read the English or whatever language you're comfortable. But this is very, very comprehensive dua. I didn't read the whole dua. Time's running out. But everybody should try to read this dua. It's very, since the day I found it, 6, 7, 8 years ago, I made a photocopy of it. And I read it with all my other duas and the duas for children to Allah Rabbi Sidiha was fi zurriyati, thinking of 5 of my children. Because between azan and iqama, dua is accepted. Parents should always make dua for their children. The strongest dua, more than any sheikh, more than any ustaz, is the dua of mother and father. Today we complain about children going off. But every day read 2 rakats and read. And after salat, before between azan and iqama, when duas are accepted, make dua. Waslih li fi dhurriyati. Waslih li, and think of each child and make these duas. These are some of the duas that I read in between. Allahumma zukna ittiba nabiyyan zahiran wa batinan wa qawlan. You know the dua that I taught you. And the other, Allahumma inni salaka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. This is the dua in between azan and iqama, especially from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask for afiyah in dunya and akhirah. Between azan and iqama, this one special dua that Rasulullah. So say, Allah, I ask for afwa and afiyah in dunya and akhirah. And Allah will give you no corona, no barona. And if He does give you, inshallah, He'll cure you. And then say you're not cured, but then you'll do sabr upon it and then Allah will give you shahadat. But inshallah, most likely, you 90%, you won't even get it. And 99%, even if you do get it, you'll be cured from it. Because you ask for afiyah in dunya and akhirah, and afiyah is even health. SubhanAllah, inshallah, Allah needs. SubhanAllah, inshallah.